This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is this? What is this? For who is this?
No, it's going to be for another 20.
What is this?
What's people? And this also.
This is for the ladies?
Yes.
This is for the ladies. All for the ladies. Unisex. No. So is it fine? الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. The subject of our khutbah today is, what is our purpose in life? What is our purpose? Why are we here? Why are we in the masjid? Why are we Muslim? What is our purpose to be a Muslim? Why did Allah make us Muslim and nothing else? You ever think about your purpose? I'm talking about your purpose as a doctor or a lawyer or a psychologist or a sheikh. No. I'm talking about the fundamental purpose. So Surah Yasin is a very famous surah, isn't it? Probably the most famous surah in the Quran. And Surah Yasin, and I'm going to maybe skip some of the quotations in Arabic. Surah Yasin speaks about three messengers that came to a town. Three messengers. Three nabis. Only time in the whole Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent three prophets to one people. And it's referred to as a qarya, as a village. Allah sent three messengers to a village. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ. First Allah sent two. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ. Allah says, I first sent two messengers, and then I sent another messenger, three messengers. And the three messengers, they maybe said two lines in the Quran. They said two lines. They didn't give a whole page. Allah doesn't record that they said this and that. They only said, believe. That's basically what they said. فَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجْلُي. Complete the sentence. Come on, wake up. It's cold, it's not hot. You don't fall asleep. يَسْعَى. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. Then Allah says, after saying that these three messengers came, Allah says, and then an ordinary Muslim, just a Muslim, he came from the far away from the city. He lived far away from the city. But he heard that there were messengers in the middle of the city, in the town, that they weren't getting anywhere. Were they preaching to these people? Three prophets. So he went. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us about, you're going to read, you definitely must read this up in the Quran. Your Quran. It's only my Quran. I must only not read it. I must not only make tafsir of it. No. If you don't show any interest in going back to home and to read this in the Quran, then you have missed everything. Because you're not interested. You're just interested in what I say and finish. You're not interested in confirming it, in learning more from it, because I'm one human being. Apply this little small mind that is about that size to the Quran. But if all of us do it, you can also discover things in the Quran. You can't discover things by not reading the Quran. Even if you don't understand the Arabic, then read the English for God's sake. We are here only for a time. Imagine Allah's going to ask you, fire. I sent you a prophet. I sent you a book. Did you ever read the Quran to understand it? What am I going to say? So please, the objective of my talks is for you to go back home and to see where to find this ayat and to read it. So this one man came. And Allah describes you, when you read it, you see. Allah tells us exactly what he said in about half a page. Not one line, half a page. Allah takes the word of a simple Muslim and puts it half a page in the Quran. So what is the message of this? Why did Allah do this? Three messengers couldn't do the job. The lesson is that every one of us has a job to do. Every one of us has got a job to do. The Anbiya has got their job to do, these three Anbiya had a job to do, and this man, this Muslim man, also had a job to do. He did his job, and they did their job. He couldn't do the job of the Anbiya, and the Anbiya couldn't do his job. The Mufti, his job and my job, just as a sheikh, is different. We may be in the same field. So the lesson we learn here is that all of us have something, even if the Anbiya are there. I mean, normally we have three Anbiya. Imagine we come into a village and there are three Anbiyas, three Nabis. What would we do? What is the Arab saying? The Arab saying is, when the sun rises, no more use for the lamps, no more use for the lights. Isn't it? What happens in the morning when you wake up and it's light? You switch the lights off. Don't need the lights. Why? Because it's light. That's what we say. So we would say the same thing all day. You know, we come, if it was us, we come into the village and we see three guys, three Anbiya there, they all have spoken. I must keep quiet. I must keep quiet. No, but we also have a job. You can't just say, well, it's a chef's job. Or the Nabi Sallallahu job, he's not finished, he's gone. He's back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, we just go along. All right. In the same, on the next page of the Quran, in Surah Yasin, Allah changes the subject. Just like that. Allah changes. Allah was talking about three Anbiya and one ordinary Muslim. Now Allah changes the subject completely. It may have nothing to do with it, but it has a lot to do with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي Come, لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهِ وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي And if you haven't memorized Yasin yet, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And Tabarak, you're in trouble. Why am I saying you're in trouble? Because on the day of Qiyamah, I will tell Allah that I told you, you will be in trouble. So you can't tell Allah the day of Qiyamah, but we didn't know we're in trouble. The Sheikh never told us. He didn't say we must memorize Surah Yasin and Surah Tabarak. Allah will say, but what about your prophet? Your prophet told you to memorize. I sent your prophet. And the Sheikh reminded you. All right. Today I'm really going to put you on a guilt trip. You don't mind, do you? It's all good for all of us. So, Allah says, now Allah changes the subject. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the sun swims in its own orbit. Listen to this. And the sun swims. Now what is this going to do with the three men and the one man? Allah says, and the sun swims in its own orbit. And the moon, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the moon swims behind the sun. It will never reach the sun. Nor will the sun reach the moon. And so in modern science has discovered that all the planets in our universe follow the sun. All go behind the sun. The sun is in front of them, they move behind. And we know that the moon is the first one behind us. Kullu fi falakin yasbahu. And every one of the sun and the moon has its own jobs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the job of Muhammad. So yeah, I use the word job, but job, you know, it's, we understand job. Everyone has its own function. I don't know, it's a good English word. So Allah describes the function of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Ahzab. And I haven't given the number of the line of the verse because I want you to find it yourself. But remember Surah Al-Ahzab. And I said, if you want to put your phone on the table to record this, nobody responded. It's just I responded. Allah says to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah now gives him his. What do they give you when you start a new job? They give you a what? Job description. This is the job description of Muhammad's job, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, يا أيها النبي أو مسنجر أو نبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. Allah says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is your job. This is my description of you. First, you will be a witness. Two, you will be a bringer of glad tidings. Three, you will be a warner. These are your three functions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And you will be a caller to me. You will call people to me. Da'iyan ila Allah. Not calling to him. Not like today. The sheikhs call themselves to them. Come to me. Join my group. Join my jama'at. Join my mulut jama'at. Join my... They call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the messengers. So if a man comes and says, come to my dhikr. I said, fine, but first teach me Islam. Teach me. Teach me the deen of Allah. I'm not here to follow you. I'm here to follow the deen of Allah. If you can't teach me anything about Islam, assalamu alaikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And only those who call to Allah with the permission of Allah. And those that haven't got permission of Allah, they will not call to Allah. They call to some other things. Put a hat on your head and put a slothy on there. That's what they will teach. They will teach you to wear a certain kind of a amama on your head. These are the things they will call you. You know what I'm talking about. So, the last one is very unique. Allah says, you are shahidan, witness. You are bringer of glad tidings. You are warner. Then Allah says, wasirajan mudira. And you are the light that gives light to everything. So in the time of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Sahaba was in his presence, light fell on them. They all lit up. Lit up with what? Lit up with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lit up with the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sirajan munira. And siraj, in the Quran, Allah, when Allah refers to siraj, Allah refers to the sun. The sun in the Quran is called siraj. Big lamp in the sky, the siraj. The lamp that gives of light and lights up everything. But this light of the Quran is not always there. The light of the Quran is not always there. The light of the sun is not always there. We know that. The sun comes up in the morning and goes away in the afternoon. Then it's dark. Then it's a chance of who? Who comes now? The moon. Yeah. Right. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the what? Is the sun. But the sun is not always with us. The sun goes away. And when the sun goes away, who takes over? The moon. And who's the moon? We are the moon. We are the moon. We follow in the circulation of the sun, which is driven by and led by who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the only reason that we the moons have light is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reflected the light of the sun on the moon. So even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there, the sun is not there, we live by his reflected sun, which is the moon. And this sun, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, the sun of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we live in his reflection,
Yeah, think about this. Think about this. The next thing I'm going to say, think about it. The sun doesn't go through phases. The sun is the sun. It's always as big as it is, and it's always there when it's supposed to be there. It doesn't become smaller like the moon, become bigger. No. The sun is static. It is one of those items in the universe that is static. It gives sun all the time. It is bright all the time. That is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the siraj. He's the siraj. Sirajan munira. That which lights up everything. And the moon has phases. The moon. So the sun of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always bright. It is there. The sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bright. It's always there. It leads us. It guides us. And the moon. The moon has phases. You have the new moon, which is it? What do you call this? What do you call the moon? A crescent. Sometimes we don't even see the moon. Sometimes it's a half. Sometimes it's bright. Sometimes it's not so bright. Sometimes we can't see it. The moons are we. We like that. Me, you, and all of us. Sometimes we're bright. Sometimes it's just a thin light. Sometimes we can't see it. And what is that light? Reflected light. That is the reflected light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sometimes we're neglectful on the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes we all there for the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes we propagate the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can then be there, for example. But sometimes, you know, we're in a group with some family members, they do all the bid'ah, and you say, well, not today, you know, salabaran today. Leave it. That is when our light is very little. That is when the moon that we are, the moon is slight, very slight. And when you're at your peak, then you're the full moon. You know what the beautiful the full moon looks like? So next time you look up at the sun, you say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wasirajan munira, he's the sunlight. So you look it up, you look up, you say to your children, sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Nabi sallallahu as the sun. And when you look up at night at the moon, you say, that's us, that's me. Tonight, alhamdulillah, it's big. Tomorrow it may be like me. Today we good, tomorrow we not good. Like that. They make tawbah all the time. Make dhikr Allah all the time. Do the things that is necessary to do. Don't waste your time on things that is not necessary to do in the deen. You know what I'm saying? Spend your time in reading the Quran. Spend your time in reading books on Islam. Spend your time on reading the Sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether it's on the TV, whether it's on the inbox, whether where else can it be? On the internet. I see now when I look at my cell phone. In the last maybe 3, 4, 5 months, I see that yes, they have all the lectures of ulama on there. And in between now, they put clips of half-naked women, of how to approach a woman, etc., etc. And they always put it in between. And also now they cut off, they cut in between when you listen to a good lecture. Then something comes up with a woman that says, you know, how to do this and how to do that. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So you must be wary of these things. You must be wary that this is distraction. This is a distraction. Don't go for the distraction. I know sometimes you open a phone. I open my phone to do something. And I do something completely different. And I must remind me, fine, you didn't come to do this. You came to look up that word or this or that or that. All right, so you got that. So yes, sometimes the sun is full and sometimes always full, and sometimes the moon. The believers, we are believers. And you know, our petrol sometimes run out of petrol. So what is our role? What is our role? And now I'm going to embarrass all of us, including myself. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in Bukhari. I stress this for you. Where is it? In the most authentic book of Ahadith. And I want to say something before I tell you the hadith, because the hadith is a bit of a shocking hadith. If it doesn't shock you, then something wrong with it. Before I quote the hadith, I want to say to you the first verse of Surah Al-Baqarah is what? Alif Lam Mim? MashaAllah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Ah, this is the one I want to focus on. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the first line of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In that book there is no doubt. SubhanAllah. In that book, and then Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Is it? بِالْغَيْبِ. وَيُقِيمُنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah, the first thing Allah says, what is the first thing we must believe in? What is the first thing we believe in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Without this, we know we have no deen. So Allah says, Allah takes the whole heavens and everything that you see, and Allah Himself and everything that we can't see. Allah says, you must believe in the unseen. Not in Spooker, in the unseen. Things that Allah created we can't see with our eyes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's a surah in the Quran called the Surah of the Ant. What's the name of the surah in Arabic? Namal, mashallah. Barakallah. There's a surah in the Quran, the surah of the ant. Called ant, surah of the ant. Allah gives the name of the surah, ant. Surah of the ant. Why is this the name of the surah? This is the name of the surah. It relates, and this is in surah, in that surah. So you have another job to do. You have to go to that surah and you have to read this where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and an ant came. Nabi Sulaiman was busy with his shoulders, he was marching to go to war. And this ant came and said to all the other ants, hey, brothers and sisters, you have to go into your dwellings now. You have to go home now. Sulaiman is coming with his soldiers and he's going to trample all over you and you'll be gone. You're going to be dead. So Nabi Sulaiman was standing there and he smiled. Why did he smile? Because he could understand what the ant was saying. That's one of the gifts Allah gave to me, to many people, probably the prophets. So he was so happy, Nabi Sulaiman was so happy, he made dua, said, Ya Allah, I'm grateful for all the favors you bestowed upon me and you bestowed upon our parents. And the dua goes further. Beautiful dua, you must read it. Beautiful dua. Do you believe that? Do you believe that a man could hear an ant speak in his own language, in the language of the man who's listening to it? Why do we believe in it? Ghaib. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Now, hadith. Abu Huraira narrates this hadith. He says, now the hadith won't shock you anymore. I've given you an injection. Calm you down. Salah subah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salatul subah. Salatul fajr. In the Masjid al-Nabawi. When he finished the salah, he turned around and faced the congregation. Aqbal al-nas faqad. Look, like I look at you. And he said, while a man was driving his cow, a man was doing what? Prophet said, a man was driving his cow. Not like this. How do you drive a cow? With a little stick, you know. A little bit faster, a little bit faster. And then the man climbed on top of the cow. Very famous hadith among Muhaddithun. Then the swine climbed on top of the cow to ride on it. So he got onto the cow with the intention is, he's not going to walk anymore, he's going to ride. So he started to beat the cow. Then the cow said to him, the cow spoke, just like the ant spoke. The cow spoke. What did the cow say to him? The cow said to him, Inna lam nakhluqu li hadha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The cow said to him, I have not been created for this purpose. Innama khuliqna lil hadh. I have been created by who? Who created him? Allah. So he says, I say to the man, I have not been created for you to ride on my back. That's not the purpose. That is not the purpose of my life. I have been created, my purpose in the world. The reason Allah made me was to do what? Harth. The plow. My job was to pull your plow. That's my job. That's my job on the earth. So, what is your purpose? If the cow had his purpose, and this is the purpose of this hadith, because this hadith, nobody else could. There's only one way to make us aware that we must have a purpose. Because the cow has a purpose. The sheep has a purpose. Dog has a purpose. Camel has a purpose. The cat has a purpose. The ant has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And here we are big people, followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we just go on day by day, day by day, day by day. Never ask, but what is my purpose? And remember, there's no clergy in Islam. You cannot say my purpose is to follow the imam. No. Allah has made you just like He made the Imam. He just gave the Imam a little bit more knowledge than you, but you're exactly the same as Him. He's going to Jannah in what He does, and you're going to Jannah what you do, and both of you must do what Allah has sent you to do, and what Muhammad SAW has said you must do. So the Imam or the Sheikh has got no secret way to Allah. I say, oh, that Sheikh is Mustajab. You have the same mustajabness in you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this Quran to who? To Muhammad subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, He sent to the whole world. Subhanallah. So the people in the masjid, like another man the other day, I was talking about the day of Arafah in a masjid, and four small people, maybe 10 people in the masjid for the world. And I explained to them, and I get excited when I explain, you know, because I explain with all the proofs that is either in the Quran or Sunnah. So I just don't say something. So this man, an elderly man, and he said, oh no, I disagree with that. I've made my research through the years. So I listened to him. And I said to him, mashallah, if you have made your research, back to your research. Allah's going to ask you about the research. You have to answer for it. You don't have to accept what I say, my brother. But if I quote the hadith of the Prophet, you have to accept it. If I quote the ayah of the Quran, you accept it. But if it's something you hear, my opinion, just leave it. Like Imam Shafi said, I have quoted hadith. If you find a better hadith, throw my hadith against the wall. Because mine is, your hadith is, you can prove its authenticity. Don't listen to what I say. Listen to what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. That's what I say. So, the people in the Jama'at, mashallah, the people in the Jama'at said, oh, a cow that can speak? Now people are. Lucky one, none of you have said it. A cow that can speak? You ever heard of this in a cow that can speak? And you know how people say it? Sound like him. What did the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Did he say, a And I say to the people, Fakoda Hadith, did he say that I'm your prophet? I tell you something you believe. No. He said, he said, Abu Bakr and Omar accepted it. When people said, oh, the cow is speaking, he said to them, Abu Bakr and Omar accepted it. What was he saying? The best of the best. And Omar and Abu Bakr wasn't even there. It was Fajr, they always Fajr in Salah. But that Fajr, they were out of town. So what did he say? He said, please don't ask me questions. The best of you have accepted this. He could have given them he could have shouted, yo. Where did the Prophet get it from? Where could it? There's no other place you've got it from, but from who? From Allah. Allah revealed to him. Allah sent him wahi. You know, Allah spoke to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly. Many, many occasions. There's hadith al-Qudusi where the word is from Allah. No, where the word is from Allah and the interpretation is from who? From Muhammad. Come to end of so we our job is in this life is to follow in the footsteps of Muhammad. Don't let anybody else tell you anything else. Follow my sheikh, follow my this, follow my peer, tell him this is what Omar said. Listen to this, very important. Only three words. Omar, Ibn al-Khattab, subhanAllah, Allah give you. May we be with him in Jannah, inshallah. Because he's going to be with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ameen, Tumma Ameen. He said, Allah said, Ana Rasul, Rasulillah. He said, if you can memorize this, no? Memorize it. Ana Rasul, I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah. Next time somebody asks you about hadith and about, you know, you say, yeah, we only follow the Prophet. You say, Umar said, Ana Rasul, I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah. What does it mean? I follow in the footsteps of the messenger of Allah. I speak about the messenger of Allah speaks. Ana Rasul, Rasulillah. That is the new organization, inshallah, you'll start that organization. What will be the password of that organization? Or what did they call it that? The word for it. What is it? You have an organization, you have a... It tells you about the organization. A what? A slogan. That's what slogan. Ana Rasul, I'm the messenger. Rasulillah. Ana Rasul, SubhanAllah. Imagine this man, that's what he was so great. They could express themselves in three words. I had to sit here for all half an hour to try and convince you. Umar ibn Khattab had walked in here, he just said three words and you would have, subhanAllah, said, mashaAllah. So may Allah subhanAllah grant us, inshallah, understanding. May Allah subhanAllah grant us. You know, I find now that I've been around for a long time. And the more I live, the longer I live, the more I find that people are not interested to learn the deen anymore. Juma is it. That's it. Sad, very sad. Because the first thing that I would ask anybody is, who is your teacher? The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ask is, who taught you? Who was your teacher? Did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have a teacher? Who was his teacher? Jibreel. Did he have a teacher? Subhanallah. He was Rasulullah, Habibullah. He was the most beloved of Allah. He had a teacher. Our teachers are getting less and less in Cape Town. There are less and less opportunities in Cape Town. And so we must grab at those who can convey something to us and teach us. But the ilm doesn't come to you, you must go to the alim. Prophet Sassan didn't go to the Sahaba. They came to him. Imam Shafi didn't walk around and say, come and sit down. Abu Hanifa, no. But today, it's different. So I make all these mentions and say all these things because I'm in a very tight position. I'm squeezed very tightly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask me first. Just because I knew a little bit more than what you know, he's going to ask me first. Then what are you going to say? You're going to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna ata'na sadatana wa kubarahana fa'adaluna sadatana. You know what you'll say to Allah? You'll say to Allah, oh Allah, we followed our sheikhs, our imams, our leaders. I'm included. And what will they say after that? وَأَضَلُّنَا السَّبِيلِ. They misguided us. They sweet-tongued us. They wanted us to say that they are the greatest. And then what will you say? Oh Allah, curse them. Curse them with a mighty curse. SubhanAllah. See what? Why I'm talking like this? No, shout like this. That's not it. Because that's what you hear. That day is going to be no pal, no imam and murid. No. You just say what you want to say to get out of Jahannam. Even if you have to praise down whoever you want to praise down, you want to speak bad of whoever you want to speak bad. And who's the easiest? He didn't tell us the truth. You wanted the big slava to, he wanted us, he wanted us to, you know, to say he was a great sheikh, or he's this, or he's that, or we follow him. And what will you say? Curse them with a double curse. What curse him? Curse him with a double curse. وَالْعَنُّمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا وَالْعَنُّمْ لَعْنًا. What's this? He says, we will say to Allah, curse him, Allah, the mighty curse. And now you look at me and say, but Sheikh, we won't say that, we'll never say that. On that day. SubhanAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to his Quran. And remember, you read the Quran, Allah guides you to understand it. Allah guides you to remember it. That's between you and your Rabb. Remember what I'm saying to you? So even if you're 90 years old, you must still have a teacher. You say, ah, oh, but Sheikh Ima, ik vergit ek. The Sheikh Brad Nora, vergit ek man. SubhanAllah. Your forgetting and your remembrance, that is Allah's duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you forget and Allah makes you remember. That's your job. Your job is to go and sit there and to listen. That's your job. Even if you walk out of the masjid and you remember nothing, you have fulfilled the fault of the greatest fault, if not the greatest fault. The greatest fault, not salah, not zakah, not hajj. It's what? مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِي عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا. A man who finds his way to knowledge, Allah makes his way to the Jannah smooth. You know, it's going to be like a sword that you walk over. Thinner than a hair. And those who sought knowledge, they will not touch that hair. They will fly over it. People will fall off into the Jannah. And what is your greatest gift that Allah has given to you? For Jannah? To learn. If you don't go to the Sheikh, but read it. Buy a book, good book and read. Read. How much you don't read? The only thing we read is the phone. I get so mad at my grandchildren. Sure. I'm sure you also get mad at your grandchildren. I spend so much time on that. If you wake up at 11 o'clock at night and you go into their room, then the light is under the blanket. I don't beat up anybody. I've never lost a fight for anybody. But sometimes, you know, I feel I want to just give them one. And then I think maybe I was also there when I was young. There wasn't that, but maybe there was something else. We have to have patience.
Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Shukran for listening. Can I switch it off?